Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We are going to be breaking down J.J. Watt's contract. He is headed to the Arizona Cardinals. We will talk about my reactions, opinions, and thoughts on this signing for the Arizona Cardinals. It is going to be a great episode, and also maybe even talking about some MLB, because spring training is upon us, and some games have already played, and the defending World Series champions played a couple days ago. So I'll break that all down for you on Finn Sports Spin. Also, we have a three-part episode coming soon. It's most likely going to be next week on the NFL draft. So make sure to stick around for that, as that is going to be happening next week. So make sure to check out Finn Sports Spin and see when those episodes release next week. So stick around. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Okay, welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and let's get started right into it. A couple earlier this month, since it is now March, and March Madness is coming up, but earlier this month or last month, we saw J.J. Watt demand a release out of Houston alongside Deshaun Watson wanting a trade. J.J. Watt was released, freeing up $17 million in cap space for the Houston Texans. J.J. Watt was now a free agent, and some of the key people that wanted him were the Browns, the Bills, the Packers, and Steelers. But guess what? He went the opposite direction from the East. He went all the way to the West into the desert alongside former teammate DeAndre Hopkins. Watt signed a two-year, $31 million contract with the Arizona Cardinals. $23 million of that is guaranteed. I've heard rumors that that was actually one of the lower contracts that he was getting. Some of the other teams wanted more or offered more for J.J. Watt. But guess what? That wasn't it. And J.J. Watt is now headed to Arizona. Now, I'm going to tell you my opinion on this signing. This is amazing. I had Arizona as my fourth or fifth best team to get him. I thought with Chandler Jones there, this would be a great duo. Both players, superstars. Also, a quick fun fact, only Chandler Jones has more sacks since 2012, which is Chandler Jones' first season, than J.J. Watt, which is 97.5 sacks for Chandler Jones and 95 for J.J. Watt. But I thought this was a great signing. I thought Arizona, this is what they needed to get juiced up, what they needed to do to make this team one step further. I think the next step is either getting a linebacker or something, like a safety or a linebacker, because Isaiah Simmons right now is playing linebacker instead of safety. They need to really get someone alongside him, maybe even another cornerback in the draft. So I really think that Arizona got a steal here for J.J. Watt, not really expecting him to sign there. But alongside Chandler Jones, I don't know why I keep calling him Cardale Jones, but alongside Chandler Jones, that was a really good, this is going to be a fierce duo in the NFC West. Don't be surprised if these two reckon this, all these offensive lines in the NFC West. I thought this was a great signing, like I said, amazing for J.J. Watt. This is could be his next step to being better and getting back into the Pro Bowl level. Even though he has been playing really good, I do think that this is what the Cardinals needed and what J.J. Watt needed to get better and maybe even become a playoff team. They're already one, but even further. But after this trade, let's go into the playoffs. I still don't really think that this team is a Super Bowl team. Like I said, I feel like they could have done better. They could use more players that are amazing, or not amazing, but at least are decent to add on. But like I said, this is a great signing. This is what's here to come for Arizona. Next, we're going to go over to MLB. MLB started, let's see, when did it start? I am looking at when it started. Okay, it started February 28th. That's this last Sunday. It started off with the Pirates and Orioles. The Pirates, who were not really great, won 6-4. Also, Trey Mancini is back after off the field issues. He is now back. Got a round of applause for him, and it was a great sight to see. The Orioles lost 6-4 in that game. Then our first tie, Washington and St. Louis. Also, Boston lost 6-7. Let's just get to some of the bigger games. I saw the Dodgers got a big win, or not a big win, but won 2-1 on the 28th. And then the White Sox, with their new manager, Tony La Russa, I believe is his name, they lost 7-2 there. And the Yankees losing 6-4. It was a crazy game there. But that was the scores for spring training so far. And then yesterday, we saw the Nationals lose as Washington was losing big, or winning big. They were winning 6-2 at one point, and big runs coming into the ninth for the Astros, making them win 7-6. Also, Tampa Bay loses 6-5, haven't been really strong. Phillies, Orioles tie, then Braves, Red Sox. Braves win 5-3. We also saw the Yankees pick up their first win 5-4. Lindor and the Mets lost 0-2. Lindor not really playing as well. And the Dodgers won 10-0. That one, I was really surprised at how big that one is. And the Cubs won 1-0. Then today, let's see, was there any final scores? The Yankees beat the Orioles 4-2. The Mets crushed the Astros 2-0. Blue Jays won 4-2. Rays lost 9-3. There was a home run. I was watching that game. Rays won 6-0. Marlins and Cardinals tied. Some of the games that are on right now is the Rangers taking on the White Sox. This one is tied 3-3. Let's see, what inning are we in? This one is in the fifth inning, the top of the fifth. So that one, if you want to tune into that game, is on. And Royals Cubs, with the Cubs winning 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth right now. Padres are taking on the Diamondbacks. This one, Padres are winning 6-2. Some big scores already. And that is some of the scores for the MLB. So this was a quick episode just talking about J.J. Watt to Arizona and MLB spring training. And we're going, like I said, we're going to be coming out with a three-part episode that is coming out next week about the NFL draft. So make sure to check that out, and VinceWortzman.com. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time.